Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Listen, we always want to bring you success secrets, you know, VFN KB success secrets, because your success is our success. Our success is your success, and our success together is
kingdom success.
And it's the kingdom that advances in the days. The Lord called us to be able to preach His kingdom, and it impacts all seven areas of culture we talk about it. And one is the business mountain. Jeff Bezos now is actually the richest man in the world. And it's because we just bought something this week.
That's from, on Amazon.
And you're like, we got to quit doing this. But boy, it's so easy. You like scan
and Prime Day is coming up. But I didn't say that.
The Prime Day? Walmart's competing with them. Thank the Lord there's some competition.
Somebody's
going
competing,
on.
Yeah.
And I don't know how it all works. But anyway, obviously, there's one thing I remember that Jeff was doing in the beginning. He was doing books in his business. And he just kept reinvesting again and again and again and again. And they weren't making any money for the longest time. And people thought, that's a bad investment.
Yeah.
But if you will actually invest and invest and invest and reinvest, you know, other people are going to be like this on the chart. They will do something significant.
Sure.
But if you build a solid foundation and you continue to reinvest, and it's like McDonald's. Everybody told Greg Kroc, you know, you need to do chicken, and you need to do this, you need to do that. And he says, no, we need more outlets. We need more outlets, more places to sell burgers. And guess what? They became the largest in the world.
Yeah, largest real estate company, probably.
And that's what Jeff Bezos. But it's just like, you know, we just keep doing what we do, but do it better. And then all of a sudden, when they release him, he's the richest man, you know, in the world. I searched on the search engine, said, you know, is Amazon taking all the local jobs? Well, guess who came up? Amazon came up explaining, no, we're not taking the jobs away. I don't know about that. So, John, talk to us about the success secret.
Well, yes. Well, Jeff is going to be talking to us about, it's not so much about our gifts. Everybody has gifts, right? Especially we know from the Lord that everyone has their own special thing that God's given on their life, right? But he says more than about, you know, it's not about your gift. What it's really about, it's about the choices that you make. Watch Jeff.
So, you know, going back to, you know, the sense of adventure, you know, can you talk to me a little bit about what the role that adventure plays in your life? And, you know, what is it that it brings to you? It's more than just a distraction.
Yeah, when I say to adventure and fellowship, for me, adventure is a, you can choose. We all get to choose our life stories, and it's the choices that define us, not our gifts. Everybody in this room has many gifts. I have many gifts. You can never be proud of your gifts because they're gifts. They were given to you. You might be, you know, tall, or you might be really good at math, or you might be extremely beautiful or handsome, or, you know, there are many gifts, and you can only be proud, really, of your choices, because those are the things that you are acting on. And one of the most important choices that each of us has, and you know this just as well as I do, is you can choose a life of ease and comfort, or you can choose a life of service and adventure. And when you're 80, which one of those things do you think you're going to be more proud of? You're going to be more proud of having chosen a life of service and adventure. You see this?
That's so important. You'll be more proud of the service and your venture, but you know what the Lord says, your fruit.
That's it.
So many people think, you know, they see people with gifts. You know, maybe they're a singer, maybe they're a teacher, maybe they're great speeches, maybe they're a business industry leader, and they envy that gift.
Yeah.
When the truth is, it doesn't matter what gifts you have. If you're not making the right choices,
it's useless.
You're not going to succeed. There's nothing more miserable to see a gifted person. There's plenty of them. As a matter of fact, Ken Summerall, spiritual father to me and the Lord, who's with the Lord now, he said more people of intellect that they knew how to do it because they were gifted in that, but they were defeated by their own melancholiness of seeing how things that wasn't perfect. You know, perfectionist.
Perfect enough.
Right. And so they had to make a different choice. They had to be able to make a choice. And everybody is created in the image and the likeness of God. So, and God loves you individually, and He's given you whatever your gifts are. But it's a choice. You got to make a choice. And it's so powerful because a lot of people that succeed, you'll find out, they didn't have as much talent as someone else did. but they made choices.
They just worked harder, right? Made the right choices.
Well, it just reminds me of your college career. You remember your college career?
Exactly. I didn't get those grades because I was smart, because I wasn't. I just worked hard, you know?
Very hard, right?
Yeah, very hard.
It works. People in sports, they talk about it's not the game day. It's all the time of making choices to get up in the morning when you're not feeling good, to do the exercise, to do the workout and everything you need. It's choices.
Choice, absolutely. The other thing he says is that you can choose a life of ease and comfort, or you can choose a life of service and adventure. And if you knew about a little bit about Jeff's life, he would work with his grandfather 12-hour days. His grandfather was a very hard worker, and he credits a lot of that discipline of just choosing to work hard.
And he's saying, you know, basically, if you can choose ease and comfort. And so many people, we have politicians trying to sell us ease and comfort. But listen, if you buy into ease and comfort, you're selling out your future, your destiny. As a matter of fact, I think even the words of Jesus, when he said in Matthew 7:13-14, he said, "Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter it are many." So many people are not going to be successful because they make their own choices. He says, "For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few." But the thing about it, it's a great life. But you got to be able to make the choice to be able to say, "I'm willing not to go with the crowd. I'm willing to do the hard work when everybody else is playing." They're talking about sports or something else. And whatever. It's like, but you're not playing the sport. You know what I'm saying?
You're not really watching it.
You're watching it. Or they're complaining. You know, I think the biggest thing across the land today is just being a judge. Everybody likes to just judge this and critique that. It's like, but you're not doing it. And it's so important to understand that, because a lot of people think because it's not easy, it's not God. Right. If it's hard, it's not God. The truth is, he says over and over again, it's about, you know, it's faith and works together that complete what we're doing. And you're looking at somebody who just pressed in and did the hard work. And, you know, faith works for anyone who understands, even companies that they're an industry, they're not a soul. Even though the people have said that companies have souls, they don't. Yeah. But they put a vision over that business, and this is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to do it, and this is how we're going to make the choice to be successful, and they succeed.
Listen, we did a segment not long ago about a millennial going on an interview, how not to go on an interview, and I think that that generation has been sold mainly by a lot of politicians, and they call them helicopter parents sometimes, that paint these dreams for these young people that you just kind of show up and you're going to get the job and you just go to college and you walk out and show them the paper and it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Life doesn't happen that way. It requires you to make wise choices, and then oftentimes it requires you to work hard to prepare to win, not just to win, as one coach is talking about right now. It's not about the will to win. You need to prepare to win. You can will all you want. Mm. You need to do the hard work to get to that place.
And I know we're just going to break here, but it should encourage you, because when you choose to succeed, you don't have a big crowd around you. Because those that succeed, move in success, they're doing like you're doing. So they're not having 50 coffee shop meetings, and they're not, you know, finding out what's on the latest entertainment thing going on. They're busy. But you know what? You look at each other and you respect each other, because you know, like, that's a person who's being successful and doing what it requires to succeed. Because we all have the same 24 hours in a day. We all have the same sun, the same moon, the same earth, same oxygen. But what do we do with that which God has entrusted to us? We want to hear from you. You know, comment below, write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We want to hear your comments, encourage each other, share your success. Do you shop at Amazon? I mean, think about it. Do you ever think about this when you think about, you know, about investing, and you're thinking, I want to see something right now. What am I going to get? And the man says, I haven't hired you yet. Get hired first. Work a little bit, and then you're going to see something. It takes, you know, first you plant the seed, then the blade, then the branch, then the fruit. It's a process to all these things. So comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We love hearing from you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.